V'alkein osur hachometz ad kriyas yamsuf. This is why when Hashem said that a person isn't allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, chometz is a bad thing. You shouldn't be allowed to eat it all year. How come it's forbidden for 7 days, and then on Shvi Shel Pesach, which is the day on which the Red Sea was split, then after that chometz becomes permissible? Rav Nosson Zal explains, She'oz hoyu Yisrael nesunim badin. The Jews during that period of time were in a major situation of din. The Egyptians were chasing after them, wanted to kill them. And it's not as if the Jews were such big tzaddikim already that Hashem had every right to save them and kill the Egyptians. Proof is that when they came to the Red Sea, Kamay Shirazal, that when they came to the Red Sea, the Sar Shalyam complained, why should I drown the Egyptians and save the Jews? They're all idol worshippers. The Jews also worshipped idols. So it was a time of major din. V'alkein hoyokosha lefonov kriyas yamsuf. This is why it was kaviyochel difficult for Hashem to do the splitting of the Red Sea. Aval b'nifloisov, however, as a result of Hashem's awesome kindness and wondrous ways, Yotzo mishpotenu la'oyer, our mishpot came out to light. Our true justice came out to light. V'niv kahayom, the Red Sea was split. V'hela mishpot mihatohimois, Hashem raised up the justice from the lowest depths. V'nitbu hamitzriim aydezer, the Egyptians were drowned in the tohimois. V'yisroel nitzu, and the Jews were saved. Bebechinas tohimois yechasyumu. As the Pasuk says, from the depths, the Egyptians were covered up. What from the depths? The Mishpat came up from the deepest places. Uchsiv, and it says, Kofu Tohoimois, that the Tohoim swallow them up. Ki ha-Mishpat kifi hayoim, because the Mishpat is based on the day. Ubiyoim tseisom imitzrayim, adayin loy nismala sosom shel ha-Mitzrim sheyiplu legamri. And on the day that the Jews were taken out of Egypt, the Egyptians' party wasn't over yet. Their time for partying hadn't come to an end yet. The Gemara uses this expression that sometimes a Rasha is given 30 days, let's say. During those 30 days, you better stay out of his way. Even if on day 29 it looks to you like he's almost defeated, baloney. If he still has one more day and you get in his way on that day, he could bite you. He could get you. This is why the Yidden had to run from Yitzhak. Why run? If the Egyptians are smashed, why run from them? Once your opponent is knocked down, they still had to run because it wasn't over yet. Alkein osur ha-chometz, and it's for this reason that chometz is forbidden. Machmas sha'adayin yefshel lichnois el oimek ha-mishpot, because that shows that the Jews are not yet ready to enter into the depths of mishpot. Ad Zayin Shel Pesach, until the seventh day of Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Red Sea split, She'oz Hele HaMishpat Mehatoimus Kanal. That's when Hashem raised up the Mishpat from the lowest depths, Va'oz Hutar HaChometz Acharkach. And that's when Chometz became permissible. Chometz is synonymous with Mishpat. Why? Boom! I didn't know that. Really? You heard such a thing?
Yeah.
Could be lechem is miloshin milchama, which is an Indian of gvura, but as far as chometz and matzah, it's brought that chometz goes together with se'or. When it talks in the Torah about not eating chometz, it says kol se'or v'kol chometz, you know, tashbisu. Se'or, the Arizal says, is Elokim in its three forms. Hashem's name Elokim, the Aleph of se'or stands for Elokim, it's the Aleph of Elokim. Reish is Hashem's name Elokim ba'achoraim. Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem equals 200. And Elokim b'miloi, when you spell the word Elokim, each letter is a word. You spell Aleph Lamed Pei. Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth. It's Begimatria 300, which is the Shin of Seor. So that the word Se'or, the Aleph stands for Elokim in its regular form, the Reish is Elokim in its backwards form, the Shin is Elokim in its full form. So that Se'or, Chometz, represents Elokim, it represents Midas Hadin. So again, which is Mishpat, We're not ready for that until Kriyas Yamsuf, until the seventh day of Pesach. The Alkane, B'Shavuos, Mevi'in Daika, Beis Halechem Mechometz. And this is why when Shavuos comes, we bedafka use chometz for the korban, ki oz hachometz bebechinas tekena mishpot. Because by that time, the mishpot is already all fixed up. We're way after every kesher hamarkova, which represents the unity of the throne of Hashem, shenestakin, that's called tekena mishpot, is called the kishur hamarkova. The four angels that represent the four sides of the throne of Hashem is His throne of justice, Kisei Mishpat. Another term for Tikkun HaMishpat is called Kishur HaMerkava. That's the terminology Rav Nosson is using here. Shenestakenos, which is completed then. Shezehu Bechinas Maisa Merkava Shemaftirenos. This is the reason why the Haftorah on the holiday of Shavuos is the vision of Yechezkel HaNovi where he saw the throne of Hashem. It's called Maisa Merkava. The Merkava Hashem is the source of Mishpat, right? The Mishpat is Bishleimus, is Ketikunoi, when Shavuos rolls around. After we went through Pesach and went through Kriyas Yamsuf, by the time Shavuos rolls around, now it's already a Tikkun HaMishpat. Now we are allowed to use Chametz for the Korban. Now we can speak about the Maaseh Merkava.